The recent revolution in Tunisia came in one of the world's leading tourism destinations. It's known for sandy beaches and Roman ruins. And when demonstrators chased away their president, they also drove away paying foreign customers. Now, Tunisians are assessing the damage, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Though February might not be high season, the Roman amphitheater in the ancient city of Carthage is always full of tourists. But today, in spite of the warming sun, there's not a soul except for the birds. Tourist taxi driver Dali Murad stands beside the empty ticket booths.
I've never seen it empty like this, because even in the winter we have the cruise ships that dock here, and the Roman theater is always crowded. I'm really worried about things.
Tunisia, a westernized and moderately well-off Arab nation, was a big holiday destination for Europeans, especially the French. About 7 million tourists visited Tunisia under the dictatorship every year. Their business accounted for 7% of Tunisia's GDP and provided nearly 500,000 jobs in a country of 10 million people. But today, the picturesque seaside village of Sidi Bou Said is packed with locals, and a popular boardwalk along the Mediterranean that has long been an upscale promenade for tourists and high society Tunisians is deserted, except for a sheep grazing on some grass shooting through cracks in the sidewalk. Economist Mahmoud Ben Ramdan says the big test will be in the coming weeks.
We are in a crucial period, and we need to establish calm situation in order to benefit from bookings for the high season that is taking place in June, July, and August.
On the beach at the middle-class seaside resort of La Goulette, local fisherman Tommy Amour stands in the surf next to his colorful skiff. He shows off a bucket of giant calamari he's just pulled out of the turquoise sea. He says everything is getting back to normal. The media talked too much about everything, he says, but these are our problems to work out, and the tourists don't have anything to worry about. Just off the beach, the Hotel Lido is at 20% occupancy. Hotel director Yassine Belkhoja sits forlornly on a couch in the empty lobby watching the Egyptian revolution unfold on TV. But when he thinks of his own country, a tear runs down his cheek.
We're a great and old civilization. We didn't deserve to have a president like that. We gave Ben Ali all our confidence, and we never thought it would finish like this.
Back in downtown Tunis, travel agency director Monsef Smaoui isn't so down about things. Yes, the revolution interrupted tourism, he says, but it was mostly peaceful and the whole world was watching.
The name of Tunisia has been over the world well known now. And I think we will have good chances to start again a new perspective for the future.
Smaoui says his friendly and open country drew tons of tourists even when it had a dictator. So imagine, he says, Tunisia's prospects as a democracy. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Carthage, Tunisia.